A recent study found that there's more stress in people's lives than 25 years ago. That would explain why it was a packed house for OSU Cascade's Science Pub at McMenamins this week. The Science Pub lecture, "This Is Your Brain on Stress," is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
You have to learn to pace yourself. Pressure.
Stress is really unavoidable, and some stress is even a good thing. It's when we're overstressed that things can go wrong. OSU Assistant Professor of Psychology Serena Saturn spoke on the subject at the OSU Cascade Science Pub at McMenamins this week.
And as we all know, stress does a number on our bodies as well. It's not just in our brains. As you know, when we're stressed out, we're a lot more irritable. We're much more likely to get depressed.
A little bit of stress is just what we need to get out of our beds, get our best work, to do the things that we need to do in order to take care of ourselves. Too much stress will basically override our system. It'll cause a lot of anxiety and depression, cause all of these different bodily ailments that can, you know, affect our muscles and our skin.
What happens to our bodies physically when we're under stress can take its toll.
Also, all muscles and joints, as we all know, when we're really stressed out, we can really feel it, especially in our necks and our shoulders. Our heart is also very strongly affected. So in the short term, stress causes your heart to start beating really rapidly. In the long term, your risk of high cholesterol and a heart attack really goes up. Our stomach starts having indigestion, as we all know. So if you're really, really freaked out, you're probably not digesting too well. You're also more likely to get irritable bowel syndrome and all that fun stuff.
It also affects our brains.
So what happens to the prefrontal cortex after stress? So as you'll see, this is a control cell. Here's a stress cell. And you can see it starting to shrink. So the bottom line is what stress does to your brain, it causes your emotional areas to grow, make all these new elaborate connections, and it causes your cognitive areas responsible for learning and memory and complex analytical thinking to shrink and wither away.
Stress also suppresses our immune systems and makes us more susceptible to illness.
And our immune system, as we all know, when we get really, really stressed out, we're much more likely to get the cold or the flu, and that's because our immune systems are really hampered by stress.
And those who are optimistic are better prepared to fight off infection as compared to those who are pessimistic.
And what should jump out at you is these optimists doing a whole lot better than the pessimists, such that they have a much better idea of their immune system. Their ability to basically fight off these invaders is enhanced as compared to people who are just all doom and gloom.
And those with more resiliency also cope with stress better.
So the origins, some of us are born a little bit more resilient. Some of us build these up over life, and you can build your resilience. Having high self-esteem or a sense of personal control. And if you're in a situation where you just don't have a lot of control over things, you can psych yourself out to think that you actually do, and that does help, I promise.
People often turn to alcohol, drugs, TV, and other addictive behaviors to cope with their stress. Better tools will be things like exercise.
Cleanse and nurture your mind and spirit in whatever works for you, whether it's dancing or yoga or meditation or reflection. However you can find that peace, take time to do that. It's so important for you.
You have no scars on your face and you cannot handle pressure.
Stress is not a negative in and of itself. It's how you manage it. For Heart of the Arts, I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND. Depend on us.